Hello?
Hey, William. John over at Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. Hey, I want to apologize about last time. I caught you at a bad time over there. Did I catch you at a better time today?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. I felt so bad last time, you know, so. Well, anyways, I'm glad I got you a good time here. So, William, I'm going to leave the floor in your hands today. Did you have any other questions or concerns or anything like that I can address here so that we can move forward from there?
What was the cost? I've been dealing with a couple different people, so.
It's all good. No worries.
Yeah,
you're okay. So we got your promotional rate month to month at $249 a month. Everything included, no cancellation fees, no setup fees as well.
That's for what?
That's getting a first page of Google for your keywords in your areas, 50-mile radius if you need it to be, and you have all their local directories included. Everything is included, by the way, but local directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that.
I just got on all the directories.
Beautiful. So we want to make sure you keep those directories up to date then, you know. Being on there is just like being on Google. Yep. So this will definitely help with that. Although we also make sure it's very easy and convenient for you as, you know, your experience with it. So we'll have an actual dashboard, which will have everything as a tracking system to see your promotions, see your traffic, see everything, keywords, being used, phone numbers from customers that you missed or ones that called in, you can call them back. Yeah, that'll all be there. Now,
have you ever heard of, VCETA?
VCETA, no. I mean, No. What is that?
It's a dashboard, but it's a software that lets me do my invoicing and all that.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're using right now then?
Well, I'm currently getting involved with them. They're the ones that, they didn't get me on the directory. That was a totally different thing, but did I tell you that about Town Square House having the wrong number on my ad?
No. What?
Yeah, I just found out about 2 weeks ago. I finally had a day off after like a month and a half or whatever. So
I was messing around,
and they didn't put it on my direct ad. What they did is, you know how like ads pop up that says contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, when you hit contact us on my site, it was going to a 213 number that didn't work at all. So 260 people in the last 6 months were calling a number that doesn't even work.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
Yeah. Not to mention all the Google ad money I blew and all the Facebook ad money and all my ads that ran. They were all going to the same thing that was sending people to the wrong number. I was wondering why I just died off the face of the earth.
You can't mess that up. That's how you're going to get contacted. Like, that's, my mouth is on the floor right now.
Yeah, and then house, right? I get it fixed up. I fixed it up, no lie, at 11 a.m. yesterday. House calls me up demanding another $900 when they already ripped me off for about $3,000.
Jeez, man.
And they tried to get like 7,000 out of me last year. They had some. I used to pay them for leads and all that stuff when I.
My gosh.
I figured, you know what? I'll go for the gusto. I'll get the best one out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Willie, you cut out on me. Are you still there?
They left me to the wolves. And the problem I had with them last year was they were giving my work to somebody else. So I'm paying them $800-$900 a month, and they're giving my work to a contractor that's not even me.
I'm sorry to say it like this, but is that something you could do to legally, a legal action on that one? I'm sorry. I mean, I get nosy
that's
on
crazy,
that. You know?
Right? And then they told me the day I fixed my number, they called me. And they're in bed with Town Square, too. They have, like, package deals and stuff. I did them separately, but they didn't want to combine them when I figured out that Town Square was included with House. They were like, oh, we don't do that. I'm like, no, if it's included, it should be combined. Why would I pay for two services or Town Square at all if you guys are providing it with this.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. So that's
so
why I
just
cut the payments off.
That's...
They waited to the end of the year, and they give me a call out of nowhere. You owe us $7,800 and an extra amount of dollars. I'm like, yeah, not happening, my friend.
No,
I'm like,
no.
I already paid you guys $1,500. And I didn't know that they were giving my work away at that time. But I'm like, I already gave you almost $2,000, and I haven't even seen a doorknob turn off of that. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
Yeah,
I can't believe that. Like, that blows my mind. I haven't heard that yet. I mean, I heard that, you know, Town Square and all these guys and the house and everything, but to have that type of experience, that blows my mind.
If I didn't do my own research, I would have never known. They would have destroyed me in another month or two.
Jeez.
You know, because you couldn't even get a hold of me off my ad. So I contacted Google, and Google took care of it.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I'm like, well, what about the money I've been paying for all these ads? Like, you guys hound me, and then and they're not even running anymore, and now everything's fixed up. I'm like, somebody's got to be compensated for that.
Yeah,
like, you know,
I believe
I mean,
that,
I'm held accountable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
like,
what I would say.
I'm like,
I back you on that for sure.
Called me about 13 times a day trying to get my money out of me. So I'm like, yeah, all right, you know, build me a website. They had it purposely where it wasn't showing anywhere unless you looked for it directly. I'm like, isn't this what you're supposed to be doing? You're supposed to put the website on the thing, start dropping keywords on it, you know, all that good stuff.
Right.
They had
it's supposed to be linked.
My website at all to show anywhere. If you
didn't directly look
for it, then when you directly look for it, it was popping up with a bunch of other names and shit that came up. They were, like, almost identical to mine, you know, like, not identical, but in the same, you know, they had the word Hudson in them or whatever. So it's first year in business, if I didn't have the experience I do, I would have been destroyed within a month or two.
Hey, listen, I'm glad that you're able to find these things and make the changes, but at the same time, I can't believe that stuff has happened, but... I'm going to say it like this because I don't like to talk bad about the company, but that threw me for a loop on that one.
That's pretty bad.
But, that's pretty bad.
It's not like I'm taking money out of their pockets or something. You know what I mean? They're taking money out of my pockets.
Right. Well,
and they
here, William.
Have gotten money from me and then deliberately done that. You know what I think it is? I think it's bettering the odds of the people that do pay them tons of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's even still... They should look at every customer as their number one customer. I mean, that's what we do. I mean, the communication has to be on point, right? And we don't want you just to take our word for stuff. Like I said, that dashboard that we developed for you, that tracking system, I always tell every business owner that joins our family here, I tell them, hey, that's your next best friend. Seriously, you can make adjustments on there, change out keywords. You can see fruition come to play for your website. You can actually update your website from there. Like, so
like
we make it
as a – Yeah. As a guy, I've been in this industry for 25 years, you know, in all aspects. I've built custom homes. I've done just about everything you can do. And to me, the most important dude is the small guy who's just starting out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the guy that's already been here 20 years, he's good regardless of what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
The guy that's his first year... He's the guy that's going to be out there doing stuff for homeowners and helping people out and bending over backwards.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. If you looked at our website, those customers are in there. There's some big namers in there you'll definitely recognize. We didn't start with them when they were big. We started when they were beginning, actually. Like Extra Storage Space, they were a different company before. We started with them and from ground up. So, you know, every company starts from somewhere, right? Just playing simple with that, you know, and so, yeah, that's messed up, man. All right, well, William, enough about these other guys here because that blows my mind. I can't even think about it. That stresses me out.
It's just like everything I do has got a, like a backdrop to it. You know what I mean?
No. It shouldn't. It shouldn't, though, you know?
And look, my thing has been, my reputation is so good that, look, I fixed it. Remember I said I did it at 11 o'clock yesterday morning?
Yeah.
I've already contracted. I went to the mall and fixed doors for T-Mobile yesterday. I got jobs at Tractor Supply. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, my name is definitely ringing bells.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord on that one. You're hustling. You're hustling, though. You know what I mean? And that's the life of an entrepreneur. And I respect you. I take my hat off to you. I applaud you. You know?
It's rough. It's like
Mike
Tyson in the ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I miss Tyson back in the day, man. All right. Well, William.
It's like crazy.
Let's do this. Let's get you back on track here. Let's make sure that I'm going to go over those things with you today. It takes 10 minutes, but I like, not only I move fast, but I make sure that I go over everything very diligently because we don't want stuff like that to happen. That, especially a phone number, a way for the customers to contact you. That's just,
what they did was, that was deliberate. That's not a by accident thing. That was downright deliberate. I had them take my site down, and they in its place, they put a page with no, the number. It was just leading people to nothing. It would hang up on you if you called it.
That's messed up, man. All right.
That's deliberate.
All right. Well, William.
If they didn't do it deliberate, it would have just been like my number's on there wrong. They did it
right.
Where it was in the next page out, so you couldn't even see it if you didn't find it. You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
So let me ask you this then. Let's start off with that then. As far as the phone number for the customers to contact you, is it this phone number ending with the 3524?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's this one, and then I have a Google Voice number too.
Okay.
It all goes to this number though. Both
I was gonna say,
go right to this phone.
Would you like me to put just this number, or do you want to put both numbers? What would you like?
This number's fine.
Okay.
What is this exactly including? I just don't want to make sure I'm not jumping into two different things that are almost the same, you know?
Sure.
It's just the software with estimates and all that. And then there's a text thing, but I don't do that because I already have it through Google.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't need to do any of those things. That's not what we do. We do the SEO to make sure the company or businesses or residential customers are finding you with using keywords, directories, Google, and also Facebook ads as well is included in this package for you. I keep to my promises.
Oh.
Like I said, William, I don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
that's right. Now I remember talking to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't forget my promises, man. Yeah, I told you, I don't forget. I talk to business owners all the time, and I don't forget my promises, man. So we'll use target marketing ads for that. The only thing we don't do is talk to your customers. So just remember, if they reach out to you through Facebook or if they're calling, it falls in your court, all right? Okay, just got to be ready for them. Now, I did include, just in case, if you didn't have a website, we're going to throw that in there for you just to make sure we're helping you out.
I was telling you, I took
yes,
it
sir.
Down.
Yes, sir.
And even if it's just a landing page with some, you know, services and whatnot, it's fine.
Well, I'm going to put it like this, you know, it's trying to keep things professional saying it, but I'm going to hook you up on that, okay?
Yeah.
After you telling me this story, I'm going to make sure we help
like,
you out. Yeah.
It's like all odds against me, but you know what? In the end, it's going to make me feel a lot better about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all right, William, let's get this thing going here. I want to make sure I'm helping you correctly and doing it right. You'll see you as we're walking through this, okay? So first thing is, William, is your last name Hudson as well, or how do you spell your last name?
Leroy. L-E-R-O-Y.
Okay, perfect. And I want to make sure you have everything on paper, even after payment here today, William. I'm going to stay on the phone with you so you can see your invoice through text and email of everything we discuss is on paper. So what's the best email I can send that to?
Do it on the HudsonHandymanHolmes@gmail.com.
Okay. And then, again, this next part, I already know you're on Google and everything, but I'd rather, just in case from everything you've been going through, I'd rather confirm with you. So, business name is Hudson Handyman. Now, the verification I see on here is 18 Wade Lane, Middleton, Middletown, New York. All right, just want to make sure that everything's correct. Now, the next part, I want to make sure we don't skip on this because our team, I want to make sure they introduce themselves to you, go over your tracking system, your website, everything. So I'm going to give you the weekend to gather those pictures, testimonials, videos, so that way they can make that.
Stuff.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Monday, I can set that up as early as Monday. What time will work for you? What we ask
Monday,
for is like an hour window. Yeah. What do you
Monday,
got?
Monday, my wife's going in for a surgery. It's a pretty serious one. And I have, I already have another conference for a 30 minute with BC to, for that software.
Okay. What about Tuesday? Would that work better for you?
Yeah, more than likely, yeah.
Okay.
What was
Tuesday,
the cost?
It's only $249, and I'm including the website and our team to be available for you. You got it. Yes, sir. Never a dollar more. If you ever decide to part, let's say part ways, there's no cancellation fees. We all we ask for is a 3-day in advance to let us know so that we're not being charged for that month. Now, I'm telling you right now, there's other packages that is available for you. Please let me know so that way I can apply that same promotional rate to those other packages. You're never going to pay the normal rates, okay?
Yeah.
So, you got it. And I'll put, again, this will be in writing for you. Yes, sir. Now, Tuesday, what time will work for you? So I can secure that time frame for these guys too. Do you have a preference?
Like, did you send me the email on this?
I don't believe I did actually, because I didn't have it on here. Let me send this first.
Yeah, because you know what I want to do before I go and do it. Well, I gotta add money on a debit anyway, but before I do it, I just want to make sure it's not going to supersede with what I'm already doing. I don't, because I did that before one time too. It was my fault on that though, but you know what I mean.
Well, what do you mean as far as your with your service?
Yeah, with this VC, the one that I'm or VC or something like that.
Here, I can look this up right now. What is? How do you spell that?
VCITA.
VCITA.
They're doing a bunch of stuff for like $65 a month, so I really don't think it's the same thing. I'm on the directory and I have no monthly payments. I'm on there forever now.
Okay, let me look at what they do here just to make sure.
It ended up.
Yeah, this is definitely not the same. Yeah, this is not the same. This is for your for a CRM for like.
Thank you. Yeah,
for payments and stuff. Yeah, you're good. All right, this is completely different.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, you're okay. You're okay. I wanted to make sure for you too. Again, like I said, I'm gonna take care of you, man. Okay, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna make sure you're done right here, and you're dealing with the real guys here. That's gonna make your company the way you need it to. Okay, so, now Tuesday, you said you have an hour window. Does morning or evening work better for you?
Probably evening.
Okay. We could go as late as like 6 p.m. if you wanted to. what works better?
Anytime after 2-3,
okay.
Something like that.
Okay, I'll set it from 4 to 5, okay? That way, just in case, give you some extra time. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite right now, okay? And that way you have my email as well. All right, William, so give me one second here. Now, I'm sending the same email to our team. So that way, when you hit yes, they see it, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting too, okay? So give me one second. And I just sent it now. Let me know once you got it. It will say local splash CIEN. Let me know once you see something like that. All you need to do is hit yes, though, okay? Don't do anything further than that.
Is it John C-O, S-E-O?
That's me. Yes, sir.
Is that's your real last name, or is that, like, a reference?
That's actually my – no, I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican, so it's pronounced so.
No, because, you know, what is that, the search optimization thing?
Yeah. You know, when I first joined with the local splash of this family here – that was one of the biggest jokes, man. You know, I was like, I was born for this, you know?
Oh, it's Google Splash. I'm liking you guys already. I only have $100 on my Cash App, but somebody's supposed to be sending me $600. I just repaired a attic stairs. So I'm trying to contact them now as I'm talking to you.
That's okay. Yeah, we still got a few things to work over anyway, so it gives us some time as well. Now, I'll just pretty much ask you based off of things I'm seeing online here, okay? So, as far as your hours of operations, I see Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Would you like to keep it that way? Okay.
Yeah, I just changed that.
Okay.
You know, see, if I didn't do any of that groundwork, it's crazy. And to finding time to do it was insane. It was like, I literally woke up yesterday. Yesterday I woke up with $2 in my pocket. Today I have $3,000 in my pocket.
So, there you go. I don't know if you hear me clapping for you right now. You have no idea that, like,
it's great. Well, I got my wife's having that surgery, so it's important. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I hope everything goes well and she has a speedy recovery. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, as far as your mileage, do you want to keep it like at 15 miles out? Because this package could go up to 50 miles out.
Yeah, but I think that's pretty good.
Okay.
Because I do quick repair services, you know what I mean? Like,
perfect. Okay. The next part. Now, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash, check, Zelle, credit card, Venmo?
BC is going to be doing the credit card.
Okay. All right. So credit card.
And I do cash, obviously cash. Not a lot of, how much are these candy bars? All right. BC that does the credit. Sorry.
Okay.
And then, and I do cash. I've been staying away from the Venmo and the Zelle.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of phishing scams and whatnot on there.
Yeah. What about check? Do you accept checks as well or no?
Check, yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right.
I just
got
my bank fixed up.
All right. This is good here.
I'm going to swap this, but that's all right. I mean, the same thing. I'm just swapping it because they're all crushed in there.
And the next part.
And plus that, they're charging me to move my own money around.
What?
The Venmo charges me when I move it to my personal account. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
I feel like it's nickel and diamond for every little thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets charged going in. Thank you. And then they charge me to put it in the, I can't withdraw it till I take it and move it to my personal account. Then I get a charge for that. And then when I pull it out, it's another charge. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that's not right. That's not right. I stopped using it myself, actually. There was a lot of things that were fishy about it, and I started noticing. I kept track of my account, you know.
Yeah.
I
had $700 taken out of my account from Facebook charges. Just random.
You know, I had
charges.
Something weird like that too from Facebook. I swear to you, it wasn't that much, but I was like, wait a minute. I mean, we like to. My wife likes to use the ads on Facebook, but we never call it from Facebook. We dial the phone number, so it's kind of weird how that happened. Anyways, that's crazy you mentioned that. Now,
and I know the real fraudulent charges because they're putting the money back in my account after so long.
Oh, interesting to find out. Okay. Now, William, based off of your services that you want to be found for, I want to make sure we're not missing any of these, okay? Obviously, the handyman, right? Handyman services.
Yeah.
But what else can I put in here that's you want to make sure you're being found for?
A good one is home remodeling.
Home remodeling, okay. Do you do like kitchen and bathroom remodeling as well?
Yeah, it's kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, exterior remodel, interior remodel. They seem to have the bigger numbers when it comes to Google with, you know, 150,000 customers in your area, that type of deal.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Anything else I could put in? I mean, I know I'm putting you on a spot, but they will go over this with you on Monday again, just in case you want to add more or take things off too. But I just want to make sure when they talk to you on Monday, or not Monday, Tuesday, that they're not starting from scratch. They're going to know who you are, your business, and how to help you. Okay. Yeah. So I'm putting this in now. Now your business is licensed and insured, correct?
It's not licensed because you don't have to be in New York.
Right, that's right. Okay.
But it's fully insured. Everything's, I got full coverage and everything. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. New York State. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this over to our team right now. Give me a second here. Boom. Okay. Now the next part is I'm not taking a no for an answer, right? This is a protection for you. So I'm going to ask a few questions in the beginning because everything is going to be recorded. Okay. I'm going to put the pricing in there too. That way your grandfather
what's
in.
The, yep. What's the absolute best you can do on it? It's like, I got two large jobs going on and then, like I told you, I'm always having surgery and everything.
Okay. I'm going to be real with you. This is the best package that is going to be.
I mean,
best
just
for
like
company.
The, if you can work with the down payment and then I don't even care about the monthly thing, you know what I mean? Just to get me going.
Well, how about this? We'll just keep it at $249, right, to get you started, which is automatically going to count towards your whole month. So from February 2nd to today till March 2nd. So it'll always be just $249. No additional cost, no setup fees or anything. And still, everything included for you.
All right.
Okay. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to do everything. I'm glad you're asking. I'm going to do everything I can to help you. Okay. I'm gonna
I
put this in. Hey man, you told me your story, and that's pretty incredible story you're bouncing back from, and I applaud you, man. I hope you hear the sincerity in my voice when I say that. So
yeah, it's like, it does get discouraging sometimes, man. It gets to the point where it's like, it's like everything keeps happening left and right. But you know what? You know what's keeping me in there? The homeowners.
Yeah.
They respect what I do, how I am, and they don't give a shit what's going on. They still use my services like no tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's right. And that just shows you what you do. You know?
Yeah. When it's a real guy, it recognizes when they're telling their friends about it. Says, you know, if I post that I got hard up, everybody starts calling. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
Yep,
you know,
you got it.
And they make it happen. It's not like an empty promise.
Right. And see, that's the thing. I'm actually determined myself to make sure this works very well for you. So I will be keeping track of your account. Even if I don't call you, I'm still going to be looking at this account to make sure you're doing well. Okay, so you also have my email. Just in case if you can't get a hold of somebody for any reason, let's say they're not getting a hold of you in a timely manner, email me. Let me know. I'll make sure to get the right people to go and reach out to you within the first 24 hours. Okay? That's how much I'm going to stay on this with you. Okay?
I think that they know that people don't have time to do the shit or even research it, so they take advantage of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're like, he ain't even going to look into it. I'm going to take his money. Bang. Forget it. Move on to the next guy. That's what I think it's coming down to with these companies. And obviously, with the times we're living in, a lot of shit is being overlooked, and nobody's being held accountable for shit.
Yeah,
you know, and it sucks for the guys like me that are doing what they need to do, or at least trying to do it. You know,
well, what people don't realize is that it's actually hurting everyone. It's not just the if they're taking advantage of people, then it's not right, and it's going to show in the end. Okay. So let's make sure we get this thing rolling for you, man. I'm all for it. So. William, the next part I'm going to do is hit the record here. I'm going to ask you a few questions, try to answer as clearly as possible, and I'm going to put the pricing in there. And you already have our phone number, the 877 number, correct?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, let me make sure you have it, though, because
I'm in the car right now. That's why I'm like, all right. I got my stuff with me. I just pulled in my driveway.
Okay.
You checked it out. You said it's definitely a different service, right?
Correct. 1,000%. Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. All right. So it's 1-888?
No. Here. I'm gonna give you the number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready now.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225.
Yeah.
I want you to save it as Local Splash. Because it's voice activated, okay?
Yeah. Is that for the other, not the directories, but that the extra one? You know what I'm talking about. There's like 30 or 40 of the other search engines.
This is for everything in our whole company. It's our direct line for our customers. So that way we're always,
you know,
getting
to you.
You
know what I mean,
right?
The backdrop. You know how everybody's like, oh, pay extra for that extra shit?
No.
After you get
there
on
is
the
no...
five directories or whatever it is?
Do me a favor. If anyone asks you for more money on there, you let me know, because this is, I'm putting this in the recording right now as we speak. So that way you're not paying a dime further, okay? And not only that, we'll set up a security question.
My money is super tight, which I already told you, not a secret.
I know.
But, and my wife is having a life or death type of surgery on Monday, and I'm still going out on a limb and gonna move forward with you.
Understand.
So that says a lot, you know what I mean?
I know, man. And William, I'm assuring you on this one, I'm gonna stay and talk about this one, okay?
Yeah.
My word on that.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm putting extra notes in this account already to really try to take care of you on this one, okay? So I'm going to do this. I'm going to put record here, and we'll get this thing rolling for you, okay? So here we go.
Yep.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hudson Handyman.
All right, and please state your name and title within the business.
William Leroy, owner-operator.
All right. And that means you're, of course, authorized to enter on...
Well, my wife owns it. I operate it.
Okay. It's okay.
I messed that up.
That's all right. It's all right. And, William, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that right there. So, William, after this recording part, we'll set up a security question and answer. This is very important that you understand. We will never give out your answer. We will only call asking your security question. That way you know it's us that you're talking to, and we know it's you that we're talking to. All right? That's another way of protecting you here. So I'm going to continue. I just want to make sure you know that. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I guess.
All right, I'm going to explain just in case. I know you're saying yes.
That means that I'm not going to use anybody else for that. That's no. Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, we can't partner with other SEO companies, which we already established or not. Yeah. And then, we're pretty much saying this. So, William, we can't read your mind. We're going to work on a website, work on Facebook stuff. Please let us know if you need us to do anything or make modifications, because if so, then we'll do that when you tell us, but we're not going to do things without your permission. Okay? It's very important.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, the way it was said, I thought you meant me going with somebody else doing the same thing you guys are doing.
Well, yeah, and that too, I hope you would let us know, all right? That means we're not doing our job. All right, yeah. All right, I'm going to continue here. William, so your payment for the initial
two.
Yes, sir. Yep, we got you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today. All right, it's going to be February 2nd in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. Okay, so when the second payment is completed, your grant agreement automatically renews each month on the same day of the second of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on that pricing and everything, okay? I want to make sure it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, next part, please don't forget your own answer to your security question. All right, I joke around about this stuff, but people always do this, and I'm like, man.
Stupid. So, like, what was the name of the kid that I hung out with back in the day before the guy that I hung out with today? Like, are you kidding me, dude?
All right, we'll make it simple ones. How about that? We have three choices. You can just pick one of them, okay? We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
All right. Now, remember, this won't change, so what would that answer be?
Newburgh.
Okay. Well, how do you spell that? Because I've actually...
N-E-W... B-U-R-G-H.
Ah, that's what it was with the H. I always messed that up. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because right, you cool. think Berg is B-E-R-G.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. That's what I'm like, wait, no, I guess not, huh? Okay. So I'm putting this in. This will never change. Okay? Now, we will never give that answer out either. So just remember that, okay? If you feel like you're talking to somebody that's a red flag, you just call
that
877.
I'm on my P's and Q's. You can tell. I know you can tell by the way I'm talking.
Yeah, definitely. But you never know, man. You know, just in case. Just want to make sure you understand. All right, William, we're on the last part here. On the card they're using today, is it just the first and last name or middle initial as well?
Hold on. I got to make sure. I got somebody putting money into it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, wait a minute. Shit. If he puts... Can I give you a bank account number to do it?
No. We used to do that way back, man. We don't do that any further. What happened?
Well, because this guy's going to Venmo me the money.
Okay.
Or actually, I'll do it through... I think I can do it. If I do it through Venmo, it's probably going to be a first and last name. If I do it through the Venmo, then I have a Venmo card, which is fine.
Zelle will go straight through. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they go right to my bank and I don't have my bank card because of that stuff that went on, I'm going to have it for the same.
That's right. All right. So if you Venmo, I believe, is a Visa card, technically, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then, we can accept that.
Yeah,
as long
it's the
as
same
Visa.
Thing. It's actually pretty secured.
Yeah. Okay.
I just hate the fees attached to it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, for the Venmo, is it the billing address the same thing? 18 Wade's Lane?
Okay. It's all the same.
William, I do want to make sure before I collect any type of payment here, if you ever need to change your card, I'd rather you play it safe, call in, okay, and have them do it for you, just in case, okay? I just want to make sure you're looked out on that. All right.
Yeah.
So, for the card number, I'm not allowed to repeat these numbers out loud for security purposes, but I am ready for the card number when you are.
All right. Well, I got to contact him still, so it's going to be the same.
Okay. Yeah, take your time.
All right, so I request it, and then I got his number right here. What am I doing? It's been a long day. I did the attic stair, you know the staircases that pull down?
Through the attic? Yeah.
I did one of them, but the arm was destroyed. Right? On the one side. So, me being the guy that I am, I had another one laying at my yard.
Oh,
what are the odds of that, right?
I was going to say, I'm like, wait a minute. This guy has an extra.
Yeah, I installed one like 2 months ago, and I'm like, well, it's a wooden ladder hooked on it. And I said, you know what? I should just keep the shit for parts. Granted that I did, and it just made me $600-something. And it was a
good
piece
thing
of crap laying on the side of my garage.
That's wild, though, man. Luck goes to the prepared.
I know the shit that's hard to find and the shit that you can just find anywhere. So I know it's going to be something that's hard to find, I try not to throw it out. I don't have a nasty yard or nothing. You know, like, I have a pretty nice-looking spot or whatever, but I know it's something you should keep and when it's something you should get rid of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
you're a pretty awesome guy, William. I'm going to say that.
I could be doing anything.
Yeah. The real handy man right there.
Yeah. Especially now because I get jobs doing everything. If I lose you, call me right back because somebody's calling me.
Okay.
I think it might be him.
Okay. All right.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, man. That was another company that was trying to get some money out of me. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I just pulled in my driveway.
Well, also, the tracking system they were developing for you will help with eliminating a lot of spam and robocalls. Okay, so
yeah.
I just want, it's not perfect, but at least it will help you with that.
Yeah, it's something, right?
Yeah, at that point.
And then I said it. What did I tell him? It was 575. Yeah, $575 for 2 hours of work.
That's what's up, man. That's amazing. Right.
I charge a lot because, you know, it is what it is. My service calls are $250. If I got to come to your house to turn a doorknob, it's $250. Yeah, and
the wrong business
say,
over
oh,
here.
Hey, you know what? I guarantee it though. Like, if anything goes wrong with it, I go back and fix that shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
People don't do that. You have to because like today, I go to do a simple service. She never told me what it was. So I'm walking into whatever, and then I got on the spot. I got to figure out how to get it done. So it turned into like a 4 hour thing with running around and everything. But you know, it was like an hour and a half of real work. But
well,
simple things like
that.
Three nuts took me 4 hours. You know what I mean?
Wow. I'm sure that customers appreciate your customer. I was going to say that customers really see that. And if they don't, they're blind because, you know, you're working hard, man. I'm sorry. I'm blown away still by the attic thing, man. Like that, for you to have that is wild.
Yeah. Like, what would you think to, she had no idea I was bringing back a whole different arm. It was like the older style that matched the one I had to fix. Cause there's aluminum and then there's wooden ones. The old wooden ones, if they're not just right, they will not work. They will kick your teeth in the dirt before they would work right, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Pull down, rebuild, repair. All right, I'm requesting it now.
Okay.
He said Zelle, but I'm not doing it through Zelle because the bank account thing. I think Venmo does the Zelle too, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. And his,
I don't
his thing,
know,
his
yeah.
His came up on it too. His profile
did
picture
it?
Just came up, yep.
Oh,
so
he has it for
it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Venmo and Zelle are together, like they're associated with each other.
I got to look that up afterwards for sure because...
I think it is.
Yeah.
Because my bank says transfer and then it says Zelle, but then you go into it and I believe it takes me into my Venmo account.
I didn't know that. I definitely will look into this today. I promise you that.
I'm kind of curious now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I have, you know, not for nothing, I have 10% tax on Venmo and Zelle now. I charge 10% on everything.
Smart. I mean, you should, because Venmo taxes you. Yeah.
It's crazy. And to move it. It's ridiculous. You got to pay to move it from a personal to a business account or vice versa.
Right.
It's bullshit. You got to pay to move your money.
And they tax you if you're getting too much, you know. So it's like, no.
Let's see now. I sent that to him. Why is it not a... Oh, I sent... request. Should have received it. Right. Oh, and it was, 575. I thought I sent it to him.
It should even show in the history of saying request from it or whatever, right?
Yeah, it did, but then I'm bouncing back into his text messaging.
Okay.
Trying to make sure it's right.
And then after payment here too, again, I don't forget my promise on this one, William. I want to make sure you see your invoice, so that's very important, not only to me, but I'm sure to you too. So that's a very key thing here. Okay.
Yeah. I did that with the other company too that I did. That VC, that's good. It's actually pretty cheap for $65 a month. You know,
I was gonna say,
I could do the 110 for 110. I could do the text messaging and all that. It's just not worth it though, because it's just another.
You can do that yourself.
It's another. It's another platform to text back and forth. I already have two now. So I have three. It's just too much.
Yeah, no, you don't need that much.
Insane. Hey. Oh. For some reason, every time I request through that Venmo, everybody's like, I'll bring you the money. Oh. I'm like, okay.
technology.
That's not with the 10, it's not with the 10% on it either. Or, I mean, yeah, the 10%. It's just, for some reason, they have like the hardest time doing it.
Hmm.
It's like, if you know how to use them, then use them.
Right.
But then again, it's some people I know, for a fact that they only did that because they knew that they couldn't reverse the transaction or that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Ah, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, huh. People piss me off with that stuff. You know, if you're getting a service, then pay for it. If you don't want to pay for it, don't get it.
Then don't get it. Yep, it's just plain simple.
You know what I mean? If you don't want it, don't get it. Nothing's free. You know what I mean? Like, I can't pull up and get gas for free because I didn't want to pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, anything that is free, you kind of want to be careful with that.
Yeah. But, like, in this area, you got a ton of scammers and people that are just terrible at their jobs. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to the home repair shit. So, like, if you want to get the cheapest guy out there, yeah, your job's probably going to look like shit. Just be honest, you know.
Well, no, it's true. You know, you gotta get quality rather than that. You know, I don't care. Quality is key. So,
you know, a lot of times, right off the bat, like I could tell when I'm talking to the people if it's gonna be like a decent deal or if it's gonna be a pain in the ass. Like I just dealt with one, and the guy, they went through insurance, so you know they're kind of ghetto. So they're I know right off the bat they're trying to rip the insurance off. You know what I mean? Trying to get money. Their house they had some serious damage in which it should be covered. But in their mindset, they're like, I'm going through insurance company. I want to make a bunch of money. That's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
You might make a few dollars, which is fine, but don't think you're going to collect the money for insurance and then have me do your whole house and all the work for $1,000 when it's like $4,000 or $5,000.
Right. It's time to play this.
You know, I did an estimate for like $6,000. And then the guy's like, well, I got $1,000. We'll get you over here. We'll get you started. I said, no. I gave you an estimate for $6,000 for the insurance. I told you it was going to cost $4,000. You need to give me $2,000 for me to come over and start it. You know?
Kind of pull one on you.
Yeah. It's like, and I know, and she goes, oh, the case was closed. I'm like, all right, so that insurance gave you $6,000. So why are you trying to give me $1,000? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, we got to put in a second claim for that. I'm like, yeah, that's not how that works. Unless you've got a disaster happening after I do the work, there is no next claim.
Mm-hmm. People sometimes.
It's amazing the shit people try to pull, man. It really is.
No, it blows my mind sometimes myself, so don't worry. I've gone through it myself.
Oh, my God. And then it's like, yeah, and your friend already told you I'm a straight shooter and I do shit by the book and this and that. So why are you even trying to get at me, come at me like that? And you know I'm not doing it. It's like, I get it, because you know how it goes. Insurance companies don't want to pay for nothing. So they'll haggle you. But if they're giving you money and you want it done right, you got to spend some of the money that they gave you.
Yeah, it's true. You can't just bank it all and think it's going to
be
all right.
Most of it.
Yeah.
You know, keep $1,000, whatever. Work it out with the contractor, whatever. But you can't keep $5,000 and expect $7,000 worth of work. You know what I mean? You can't say that to them because then they're going to be like, oh, fuck this asshole. You know,
right.
That kind of shit.
Yeah. But then it's not your customer you want to deal with.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. My ad being messed up the way it was, I lost all my high-quality customers because that's where they're going for the work, you know?
Yeah.
All them top-end, I mean, I have top-end homeowners, but I mean, losing all the new ones that I could have had is a buzzkill. Because now where I'm at now is where I should have been 4 months ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And if not, worse off, because I could have been making money and turning it over even more than I was.
Sure. William, just in case, if it cuts us off, I will call you right immediately back. Our phone system. I just want to make sure you're prepared for that too.
Oh, because of the time frame, right?
Yeah. Any luck with this guy or what?
Yeah, I sent it to him. Let me check the Venmo just in case he already did it.
Okay.
Okay. What was the number again? Cardona. These guys are down in Jersey. They're really good with that kind of shit, but I see them usually when they come up here, but they had a weekend rental.
Hmm.
And, what they're doing now is renting it out full time, I guess, which explains why they haven't called me in a while. But now I gotta do the electronic cause they're down there and I'm here.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Usually they would come up on a weekend that it wasn't rented out and say, hey, Will, come over and do a bunch of stuff.
I see.
But now somebody's in there. All right, I got to look at my book. I got to look up that number again. Wait a minute. There should have been. Where's the transaction? How do I go into recent transactions?
Let's see. I haven't found them.
It doesn't make sense.
Go to me. Yep. The transaction. Yep.
And I just sent it again. Send it four more times.
Look at the point.
Well, not for nothing. If the IX thing would have fell on that lady, he would own his house. You know what I mean? That's
you know,
a small thing falling on top of
right,
it.
I was going to say, like, it's glad that you were there to, you know, have something right there for that, you know? So.
Yeah. It was either that or I was screwing it shut, one or the other.
Yeah, because that thing will mess somebody up.
Boom. The whole one side, the arm was snapped right off it.
Oh, my God. Did he even tell you how that happened?
It just wore out from being so old.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What is going on here? It's 7 o'clock. Let's go. I'm going to write can't do Zelle currently.
Okay.
Because... bank problem or bank fraud, I'm going to put so he doesn't think it's something funny.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. And while you're doing that, actually, I'm going to put extra notes here on this account. to. Make sure I add this in here for you. I'm going to put some extra notes for you, okay?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, like I said, we were really going to watch this account, so.
That Facebook, that I have 100 on another card. That Facebook ads, it's a pain in the butt. Because they charge me stupid money because of the services I provide. And then it's like they knock it right down. I run it for 60 days, it hits a threshold of $10, and they shut it off.
Yeah, see, that's why this will help a tremendous amount for you, because you're not only saving money, but also it's targeting too. So let's say you'll see in your invoice there, so out of your $249, we put $100 into your ads already. So it's not additional money. Yeah, and ads should usually be about 5 to 50 cents per click on Facebook, so that's way more than enough for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not a huge operation, so I don't need $1 million worth of shit every day.
Exactly. And two, they're targeting not just specific areas, but specific customers are typing in your services. So,
yeah,
you'll be taken care of, man.
If this guy would send me my money already. Where's my slippers at, hon? I don't know, I've been looking all over for him. I'm probably just fine. Okay. He took the other one, right? I really don't know what the hell I did with my slippers. And I have two pairs. That's making it even worse. I have a pair, so when I lose my one pair, I can find the other. They're both gone. I got to clean my room. No, I'm just kidding. I don't understand what the deal is with this guy. Let's go. You asked me. I sent it. Let me get my money, please.
Right.
Jesus. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
They're probably calling a homeowner, like, what are you doing with it?
Make sure this is good here. All right, we're all set on that part. Good. I was just triple checking everything for you, man. I just wanted to make sure you're good. You should be
right. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Are you an idiot?
What?
These have been through the washer and the dryer now.
It's all right, they're expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, they should be fine. No, Bose has, see, it's all waterproof and shit. It's all rubber.
No, they don't mean nothing.
It should be good. Well, we'll find out. I put my Bose earbuds through the wash. Whoops. What is going on with this guy? Not to call his ass. Not a whore. Put in the amount. You know what it is? Maybe he don't have the Venmo and he's got to do the profile.
You know, I was going to say that. Maybe he's transferring money that way or he's making a Venmo account.
Yeah, he did because he just put like can't do Zelle currently because of bank fraud. So he did something.
All right, cool. So he's on the same page with it.
Yeah, he's good people. My brother does all his landscaping and stuff. That's
the
worst part. Like I have a brother that had a big bag of money and did the landscaping, and he piggybacked off his buddies and whatnot that have successful businesses. So, being a decent guy, which he's really not, he should have, passed along some of the information on the business side of things, but. He likes to be real competitive. He just said
that.
He likes to be real competitive. So it's kind of like, I don't want him to be bigger than me. So